Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
I still can't get past the bug thing. Like, when you see a fly in your house, like, you think,
idiots.
Like, this thing, and it's buzzing around, it's completely oblivious to the fact that anyone that sees it is going to want it dead.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
It fails to meet one of the basic criteria of the markets we bet into a lot, which is, like, do you have a vulnerable favorite? I don't view Aaron Judge that way. That doesn't mean you can't bet into it. It's just that's, like, one of the obvious, like, glaring, you know, lights, basically, like, come bet this market, is that there's a favorite that makes no sense. This favorite makes a ton of sense.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Yes, indeed it is. You Better You Bet. Nick Kostos, Ken Barkley, we're here with you on the BetQL Network, where every game is Game 7. You get none of the hot take BS here, just the bets, just the sports. Live in the plethora of places, Odyssey.com, the Odyssey app, BetQLNetwork.com, the BetQL app, Odyssey stations nationwide as part of the BetQL Network, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, Twitch.tv/BetQL. Ken and I here to bring you the wagertainment up until 7 p.m. Eastern. As we talk all things sports betting, proudly presented today and always by the Bet River Sportsbook, your hometown sportsbook. Get those bets in, betrivers.com and the Bet Rivers app. And of course, by BetQL, all the tools you need to take down the sportsbooks, BetQL.com and the BetQL app. On this wonderful Wednesday, it's June 29th, 2022. We're on Twitter, You Better You Bet, Instagram, YBYB Sports. I am on both, at the Kostos, and Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, on Twitter, at Locky Lockerson. Three tremendous guests coming your way today on a wonderful Wednesday. Matt Moore is going to join us from the Action Network. Hey, remember last week when we said to Matt, hey, like, Matt, we'll talk to you for Summer League. What we meant was, we'll talk to you in 7 days. Matt Moore coming back on the show today. We got lots of news going on right now ahead of NBA free agency. Maybe a lot of news is a stretch, but a lot of stuff we think might happen. And we're going to talk about all of it with Matt Moore coming up in hour number two. Our pal Kenny Ducey from NBC is going to stop by to talk Wimbledon, all of his bets for Wimbledon, maybe some Major League Baseball as well from Kenny Ducey. And our good friend Dave Damashek from the Extra Points Podcast Network, host of the -3 podcast, talking our NFL Tournament of Champions, whatever the hell we're going to call it. We're workshopping names here. The best team in the NFL of this century. Literally no one, I actually mean this sincerely, no one better than Dave Damashek, the king of NFL whimsy, to come on and discuss this with us. Sheck was texting with me earlier, loves the idea, can't wait
so
to
he
talk
knows.
About it with us.
He knows like he fully knows. What the idea is.
I laid it all out for him. I gave him all the teams in advance,
okay.
All the Super Bowl champions
all
here at the at-larges.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Well,
did
I
he
know,
have an
like,
immediate response? Did he have like an immediate like outrage?
I think he's holding it. Well, I'm he's a huge Steelers fan. He's probably pissed that we have the 15-1 2004 team in the play-in.
Well, they're
so,
in. Did you tell him they weren't even in before?
I did not. I declined to mention that to him. But yes, I as I know him and I know how much he likes this, because he asked me, I want to read it exactly, actually. He asked me a really funny question about all of this. It was, how can I prep? Like, for this guest segment, how can he prep for it? Because he loves this stuff. And I laid everything out for him. This is what it is. Here's how it's going to go. The two regions. Here are the teams that are involved. So Damashek knows. So we'll see what Dave Damashek has to say when he pops on the show in hour number three. Plus, we got intrigue in the NBA. Maybe intrigue's a strong word. Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks. Looks like it's going to happen. We got Kentavious Caldwell-Pope going to the Denver Nuggets. Is that actually a good move for Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets? Yes. And we're going to talk about if it can make a big difference for Denver, a team that we like this year at the current number, maybe to win an NBA championship. A lot of NBA talk coming up here in hour number one. Our NFL Tournament of Champions, just calling it that until further notice, until we come up with something better. We will see.
I like it. I kind of like NFL Tournament of Champions if we don't think of anything
better.
Doesn't have a
betting implication, though. That's the only problem with it.
Yeah, but anything like, you can't put the word bet or betting anywhere in like around those words and have it make any sense.
Yeah.
That's tough. I like the NFL Tournament of Champions. Like, it needs to feel epic. And at least that name is
Tournament of Champions. Tournament of Champions, I think, is pretty good, right?
Right.
Bill, is that's a wrestling pay-per-view, right? Like, I stole that from WWE.
Night of Champions?
Oh, it's Night of Champions.
Yeah, Night of Champions, yeah.
Jeopardy.
Which and is Clash of the Champions.
Yes, you're right. Jeopardy has the Tournament
of
Champions.
Favorite. Yeah, it's one of your favorite shows.
I knew it was something that I liked and I'm ripping off. So yeah, there it is. The NFL Tournament of Champions. We will seed it 1 through 16 in the John Madden region and 1 through 16 in the Pat Summerall region. We've got odds for the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. I don't really care about handicapping it, but I'm sure it'll spawn into some kind of fun discussion. Power hour, final hour of the show. Our bets in Major League Baseball for games that are not being played this afternoon. Good luck. I got the under in this Mets-Astros game going on right now, looking pretty good. And golf bets with our pal Tyler Morales coming up in the final hour of the show. We're locked and loaded. Wonderful Wednesday. Ken Barkley, how you doing?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect for
real. Doing great. Yeah, I need to figure out what my bet's going to be. I want to check the updated market. Tigers-Giants is at 345. That's my hard locks game for today. So I was just looking at the updated market and the weather. I was thinking about betting the over, which is 8.5. Let me just see. You know what? We can even impromptu if I can get a good weather forecast. I really like the over in this game. I just want to make sure it's not going to be crazy windy. Oh, it's kind of going to be crazy windy.
Be a man. Okay. Make the bet.
Well, I kind of want to bet the under then if it's going to be 20 miles per hour the whole game.
How about this? I'm going to bet whatever you give out. I'm just going to bet blindly here.
It's really windy. Okay. I think I have to bet the, if it's going to be 8.5 and that's the forecast, I think I have to bet the under. Unless this is some like crazy day game wind that goes the opposite direction. We've had that once already this season. Let's bet the under.
Okay.
It's a getaway game with the Tigers and the Giants and there's 20 mile per hour winds.
Okay.
And it's 8.5. Now they're terrible pitchers, but that's okay.
Okay. 8.5 is the total. Tigers, Giants. Oh yeah, it is. And under 8.5 is -105.
I think that's what we're going with. We can lock that in. That's the hard box play for it. So Bill, we can tweet that out if we want to for 40 bets from now, Tigers, Giants. And then that's, so you mentioned there's a bunch of stuff going on, just a really random amount of sports. You mentioned golf bets, teaser. So you and I are both going on vacation. You earlier than me. This is your last show before vacation.
I'm not on the show for like literally like 12 days.
It's like 12 days. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yes, it is.
Amazing. Like half a month. You're just like, see ya. Yeah. See ya. A long vacation.
For Nick oh my God. A long.
It's a long vacation.
I think that's become like my favorite, like semi-recurring bit on the show is the Michael K when like someone launches a home run the Yankees. Oh my God.
Oh man. Well, see ya. We'll see you in 12 days. So this is Nick's last show. My last show will be Friday. And then we are both off all of next week. I'm sure a lot of people out there like either on or planning your summer vacations. Everybody's out of school, obviously. And that's been true for a couple weeks, which is awesome. So not gonna be on the show for a while. So golf bets in the show, I'm just gonna be honest. Like I'm going to be in Newport Saturday morning. There is no chance I am watching the third and fourth round of the John Deere Classic. So I made a decision. I have put together a 10 golfer first round leader card for tomorrow.
Oh, great.
So you can all 10 play in the morning. And there might be crazy weather differences between AM and PM tomorrow where AM gets like a huge bump. All the favorites play later in the day. So like Webb Simpson, Adam Hadwin, Thigala, all these guys, they play later. So AM first round leader. I got a couple 140 to ones in there. It's going to be great. You will have heard of like 6.5 of the golfers involved of the 10.
Can I guess any of them?
You can. Let me bring up I have to bring up the golf book.
All right, because they're like super long odds.
Well, there's what I think at least one is 140. There might be two that are 140.
Is Adam Long one of them?
Yeah, but his odds are not. He is the shortest odds.
I'm betting Adam Long to win the tournament.
Adam Long has the lowest odds of any of my first round leader
bets.
A long Adam playing golf. He's 42 to 1. That's the shortest odds of any of my. I have 295s and 140 in the
group of
10.
Great, I'll bet these two. Let's do it. Let's get crazy here.
Yeah, well, I figure sweat the first round leader, and then we'll see you in a week. Then we don't have to watch the third and final round, which there's a 0.0% chance that's happening.
We're always honest with that. I hope the audience appreciates that we're always honest. We're never going to lie. I got asked on
which we gave you instead. I was honest, and then I gave you first round leader instead, and we're going to do that at the end of the show.
I got asked on Milwaukee radio this morning when I said I'm going on vacation. They're like, "Well, like, what are you going to be betting on? Like, what are you going to be watching sports wise?" I said nothing.
Sweating. What are you sweating?
I'm sweating like the sun. Yes, because in the sun when I'm outside. I, All we do, literally, from like September to the end of the NBA until the NBA finals were over, is watch sports. It's our life.
And bet.
It's
just sports. Watch sports and bet on games.
Yeah. Of course, and bet also, but it's more like right. The time that's spent is all spent watching sports. Betting, of course, as well, but watching, right. like actually sitting and watching. And we love it. I love it. I'll speak for Ken. Ken loves it. We love this stuff. Yeah. But you know what else we also love? Life. Living life. You know what happens for us in September? Life ends. We work 6.5 days a week from September to February. So you're damn right. We're going to be enjoying ourselves for a couple of weeks here. Forget about that. Awesome. Sports. I'm going to be watching the seventh inning, like getting pissed off at Aaron Boone's bullpen management in the seventh inning of a Yankees Orioles game.
Right.
Get the hell out of here, man.
I got hits, runs, errors under 31.5 in this day. And nah, I'm just going to go play golf. Gonna go do those things.
You know, man, what we never got my bet just for fun, like with my friends when we're together. Right.
We're doing first round leader. We got hard locks. We got plenty of stuff going on. Wimbledon. We got the women's draw. We lost. Raducanu got knocked out in the second round, so our first outright of the five that we bet. But several others already through to the third round. Kerber's onto the third round. Ostapenko's onto the third round. That's the one that Noops is also on the tournament. So doing fine, but like lost one early, which kind of stinks. And for people who are interested, I believe Isner, Andy Murray still going on right now. I think they're getting probably pretty close to sunset. This is the exact setup we had with Serena Williams yesterday. I don't know if they're playing on center court though. No, I think they are because it's Andy Murray.
And so, Isner, correct me if that. I'm wrong, but Isner is still tired from like that match he played like 8 years ago that went like
well,
six
so here's
hours
the thing.
Long.
So yeah, I got Nicholas Mahou was his opponent. They did a feature.
Who?
There's a plaque on the court where it's like the longest match in tennis history with like an explanation, basically. And we did this on the show, I think one of the days that you were off. The resumption of that match, day two, coincides with one of the great like American sports events. Like of the last like 25 to 30 years was on the same day as the resumption of Mahou and Isner. It was going on at the same time.
It had to be like something with the United States in the World Cup.
Yeah. So like what around then, what would have been like a really seminal moment?
It was probably when Landon Donovan scored the goal against Algeria.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, that was right. I had to cut.
I remember where I was
highlight.
When that happened.
Yes. Oh yes. Goal. You and I tried to do the entire call from memory and I got really, Jake pulled it. I did really well. I got really close.
How good is he in dark?
Exceptional. People still thank him for that call. A couple of people I follow on Twitter thanked him like on the anniversary.
Soccer might have pound for pound like the best list of like the best grouping of play-by-play announcers. Arlo White, who's the voice of soccer on NBC, is a 10 out of 10. Ian Dark's a 10 out of 10. Martin Tyler's a 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Derek Ray is really good. Derek Ray used to call Champions League when I was growing up. He would call all the Champions League like Tuesday, Wednesday afternoon games on ESPN2. Him and Tommy Smith used to always call the games. So
Tommy Smith, by the way,
yes,
his wife worked at WFUV, which was the radio station that I at Fordham that I worked at.
Okay.
And she used to host a show called Aaron. I'm going to butcher this. I'm not even going to say it because it's going to come across as being like insane, but I'm going to say, I'm pretty sure I know the name of it, but it'd be something generic Irish. She hosted the show on Saturday mornings leading into the sports show. And he would come in frequently because he lived in New York and was the nicest guy ever.
Yeah. So I'm at the ESPN cafeteria frequently would always say hi to me first. And I was just like, I think it's supposed to be the other way around. I'm like a 23-year-old production assistant. I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to say hi to me. So that's, so at the same time as Isner and Mahou was that moment. So they're playing right now, Murray and Isner. Isner, both these guys are like really past prime. Apparently this is Isner's last Wimbledon. Those are like the rumblings. He hasn't announced it yet.
But oh, for anybody boy.
Right. Like, get the tissues out. John Isner's last Wimbledon.
Shoot off some rockets for John Isner.
Shoot off some rockets.
How are we going to tell our children that it's John Isner?
Right. You didn't just, you. I wish you could have been around to see John Isner. I wish you could have seen it.
To John Isner's tell my kids last
that for,
Wimbledon.
That, tell my kids that for years. So lost that right there. Isner and Murray are playing right now. And then day baseball. I had a really funny moment. I'll tell the story anyway, even though it makes sense why maybe I wouldn't. I was like scrolling through a bunch of different sports books. And there was a same game parlay, and a bunch of places will like push same game parlays. Like right when you log in, that's the only thing on the front page, right? Because it's like something that they really want you to bet on. And they'll be like, here's the most popular one. And it was like 50 times more popular than the next one. And I go, and naturally, all of us to a certain degree, the more you bet, I feel like all of us are some degree of contrarian. And so you see this and you go, well, how is this going to lose? and it was Judge to Homer, Stanton to Homer, okay. Yankees win. The Yankees win. And it was those three things together, and it was like 17 to 1.
And that's for today's game,
the game going on right now.
And I saw it
at 11 a.m., and I go, well, this is never going to win. Everyone's betting this. Like, what a bunch of morons all going to lose their money. And then I get the home run notifications on my phone, and it's like, two-run home run Aaron Judge, like, early in the game, too. Like, home run Giancarlo Stanton. And I just go, are you kidding me? Like, really? Like, all contrarian morons over here. Meanwhile, like, 10,000 people are about to win the same game parlay. The Yankees hold on to their lead. I think they're up 5-3 right now.
But how'd that Twitter Spaces go last night?
Good. Like, about what you would expect. Just talk about the draft a bunch. It was great. It was Whale and Andy, Sam Paniatovich, who we have on the show all the time, hosted it. There were a bunch of other people, Mitch Moss and Ben Fox, who wrote a piece for VSiN.
Nice.
And I think I got everybody. I might have missed one person, but it was good. Like, everybody was good. Everybody
awesome.
Think we contributed a lot. Whale has a lot. Whale's like was very plugged into this market, even more than I thought. He was like the originator.
I love that. We should have a conversation with Whale and figure out, like, get some of these NBA sources for ourselves. Right. We're just getting started here on a wonderful Wednesday. On the other side, we're going to talk some NBA. The Knicks are clearing space for Jalen Brunson, and I want to die.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.